If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass or whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. The email, stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, folks. Check out the website. I want to talk to you guys. Listen up. If you would like to be a sponsor, so I can insert your name now, you'd like to sponsor a podcast, this is how you do it. You can go to the website, smokeworldpodcast.com, or keyword, or you can send me an email, stone@smokeworldpodcast.com, folks. All right. What's happening, people? What's going on? The country's kind of going wild, but again, that's something that unfortunately we have gotten used to. And what am I speaking of? These mass shootings. This is who we are as a country. Some folks may disagree, but I'm telling you right now, in my opinion, unfortunately, this is who we are. Okay? Just saying. Anyway, folks, this episode, I'm down at Cigar Sessions. We've got the Agonizer, Master, Brother the Leaf, Terrence Riley down there, and my brother, Mike King. So we're going to hear Terrence Riley. He's going to be giving a little breakdown of the particular cigars, how they make their cigars, the blends they use, and actually it was a great event. We sat and, you know, we sampled some tobacco. They explained everything. So if you ever get an opportunity to do that, I would encourage that. It was a great event. So sit back, relax, grab your stick, grab a glass. You know how we do it. You know how we do it, folks. Listen to the episode. Take it easy. See if you can learn something, all right? We'll check you out on the other side.
What we're doing here tonight is what's called our Agonizer experience. And the idea behind this, can you hear me all right over there?
Yes.
Okay. Is to experience what makes Agonizer special. Every company has its own way of sticking out. So you think of some companies are personality driven. There's Rocky Patel. It's called Rocky Patel. It's named after him. He's a very charismatic guy. He's got a great personality. It's very much what makes his company special. He's a huge part of that. And then you have lifestyle-based companies. You think of Davidoff. Who owns Davidoff? Who knows? But you immediately think of the guy with the watch and the luxury lifestyle and the suit, and they've created a lifestyle. And then you have product-based companies. La Florida Americana, Homo Ligero, Padron. We're a product-based company, and what makes us special is the leaf that we grow. It has a signature flavor that is not like anything else in the market. And nobody wants to look like Jake from State Farm, and I'm not that interesting. So we don't have personality, and we don't have a luxury lifestyle. What we have is the leaf. And you're going to experience today yourself what makes that signature flavor, and you'll decide whether you like it or not. You may say, hey, well, this is not for me, and there's lots of other good cigars in the humidor. But if you like this signature flavor, there's nothing else like it that other than from us. Before we start, though, I wanted to give a quick background on the company. Which is called Agonizer. Now, again, Agonizer, if you think that is hard to say, it stands for Agricola Ganadera Norteña S.A.A. So that's a little bit harder. So Agonizer is not so bad when you think of it in that perspective. And the owner of the company is a gentleman named Eduardo Fernandez. Eduardo, like everybody else in the industry, is a Cuban guy who, after his family donated all their stuff to Castro, very generously moved to Florida in the 60s. But that's kind of where the similarity ends. He was not from a tobacco background. He was not a farmer or anything like that. His family was not involved. But what he did is he went to school. He went to Wharton School of Business in Penn, and he became a head of a bank in Miami. And in the 80s, he and his brother started in Spain a business called Telepizza, which is kind of like a Little Caesars, Domino's pizza style chain in Spain. And it was very successful. It took off. They sold the company or they took it public. And at that point, it was in the mid-90s, and he could do whatever he wanted at that stage of his life. But he was always interested in farming. And his wife is Nicaraguan. So he went to Nicaragua and he started investing in property for pigs, cattle, rice, beans, and also tobacco. And on the tobacco side, he went to Cuba and he hired retired Cuba tobacco execs that had worked in fermentation. They were agronomists, they grew, and he brought them over to Nicaragua. Now, these weren't guys that was like, okay, you're our token Cuban from Havana, and they grabbed the guy and threw it. These were all guys that had half a century or more of experience in tobacco. And in Nicaragua, he gave them the resources that they didn't really have in Cuba anymore after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but he was able to provide in Nicaragua. So the company is really a combination of Cuban knowledge and experience with Nicaraguan resources and terroir. And that's what makes it special. So what we're gonna do here is show you how we have that signature flavor. You're gonna smoke today two tobaccos that are in every single one of our cigars. It's kind of like every cake has egg and butter, you know, except those weird vegan cakes and nobody likes those. But, you know, normal cakes have those two ingredients. Now, again, in different levels and different proportions, but they're always there. And so we're gonna experience those, how they contribute to a blend individually, how they contribute together. And then we also have a special one, which is a new tobacco we're utilizing. You're gonna taste the third Fuma leaf of tobacco. And the idea behind this is for you to see what Aganorsa is about, hone your palate to see what you like or don't like about it, and then hopefully you know, make selections based on what you're gonna enjoy. Because the whole thing of this is that you guys enjoy the product. We're not selling yachts here. This is a cigar. So if you don't like it, we wasted everybody's time. So the key for this is that one, that you get something you enjoy, and two, build confidence in your palate. Well, a lot of times what we hear is, well, what do you like? And the person will say, well, I'm not an expert. It's like, well, you're the one smoking it. The only palate that matters is yours. So you are an expert in your own palate. And what this kind of helps do is kind of explain why you particularly like individual tobaccos or flavors or styles. So before I start, is there any questions? I kind of went over a lot. Yes, there's a test. Yeah, I was listening. Start over again. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do here is you should have, and if you don't, have at least one Fuma, which is called C99 Viso Jalapa. Does anybody not have this? Everyone should have this. Does everyone have one? Good, okay. So C99 stands for Corojo 99. Corojo 99 is a Cuban seed varietal. The original Cuban Corojo was decimated in the 70s. It basically was completely destroyed by a disease called blue mold. So after that, they started growing variants, and there's all these different ones. One of them is Corojo 99. And Corojo 99, we're the only major growers of it in Nicaragua because we grow it for flavor and aroma. And you would say, well, what the hell else would you grow, you know, tobacco for other than flavor and aroma? And it's like the tomatoes in the grocery store. They're not there because they were the most flavorful. They don't bruise too easy or ripen too fast, so that when they ship them from Florida to Delaware, you know, they make it and they can make more profit because they're selling more. And so with this particular varietal, it doesn't have as high a yield and it's a little bit more susceptible to disease than other types of hybrids that are out there and things like that. So a lot of people don't grow it for that reason. But because we grow on such a major capacity, we're the largest growers of tobacco in Nicaragua along with Plasencia, we're able to profitably grow this seed varietal. And it's in the region called Jalapa. That's you should see on the bottom line there. Jalapa is very similar to Pinar del Rio in Cuba. Now, when people say Cuban cigars, they're talking about Pinar del Rio. It's like when say California wine, they're talking about Napa. They're not talking about LA. And so this particular region, Nicaragua, where our growers are from, by the way, has soil conditions and climate conditions very similar to Jalapa in Nicaragua. And it's what's called the Viso leaf. So on a plant, the tobaccos go all the way up, obviously, and they get stronger as they go up. So your middle leaves are going to be kind of in between strength. So your bottom leaves are seco. There's going to be lighter, good for combustion, but not a ton of potency or flavor. Your top leaves, the Lajero, are going to be very forceful and powerful. And your middle leaves are called Viso, which Nicaraguan Viso is special because it has a lot of potency, but still complexity and nuance. So we're gonna light this up in just a second here. And just two things before we do. One is that This is a FUMA. It's a rolled up leaf. So sometimes the draw can be a little loose. So you just got to be a little bit careful when you pull on it. Some of them are looser than others. And what you should experience with this is you should salivate on the sides of your mouth. You should get spice on the tip of your tongue. And if you retroil through the nose, and then a lingering sweetness. Now, if you taste apple pie and blueberry cider and everything else, everyone's got their own palate. They describe, you know, they describe things as they experience them. But the things that you should definitely experience are salivation, spice, sweetness on the finish. So if you can light this up, Mike, can you hand me a lighter real quick?
Everybody that lived is 5 minutes ago, y'all disqualified.
Yeah. All right, you guys all got apps. Failed. Yeah, everybody failed. And pay attention to both flavor and aroma, because aromas are very important too. When you smoke the second one, it's totally different. Now we use this as wrapper, binder, and filler. This is a binder leaf, but on our cigars, every cigar will have this either as the wrapper, the binder, the filler, or the whole cigar, or 80% of the cigar, or 20%, but this flavor will always be to some degree present in our cigars.
Does that combination determine cost? The more of this you use,
not so much. What really changes price is more wrapper, is the wrapper. Because the wrapper, the leaf has to be perfect. So not everything can be wrapper. Everything can be filler. And a lot of stuff can be binder, but binder or filler can't be wrapper. So the wrapper, one, it has to be, it can't be too thick, too thin. It has to have integrity of the leaf, so you can't have any holes or rips. And then the uniform in color. And so you need to have all those qualities in order for it to be wrapper. So if it's the wrapper, it will add to the cost. If it's fillers, it's not more expensive than other fillers. Cost, it doesn't play a role fundamentally. So are we getting any of this? Am I just making stuff up?
Yeah.
And the finish? Do you guys retrohale it?
Yeah.
So you get the spice and the retrohale. Okay. Yeah. You get the salivation, the sides. Like a spice, it's like a tingle on the tip of the tongue. Yeah. Yeah. You guys, you want to take your time with it too. It's not a quick puff. It's just fill your mouth with smoke. Remember, it's not a cigar. It's just, yeah. It's not, yeah. Does anyone not know how to retrohale? Okay, so I'm gonna. You don't know how? Who does not know how to retrohale? Okay, so I'm gonna qualify what I'm about to tell you with the statement that
you ain't never smoked cigarettes.
There used to be a guy that would go into the Davidoff Madison Avenue store in New York. He would buy a Davidoff Series Double R, $30-$40 cigar, and he would eat the cigar, eat it, consume it. So the moral of the story is, once you buy the cigar, you get to do whatever you want with it. That said, if you want to experience the cigar the way the blender intended it to be experienced, they all retrohale. So if you want to really get a sense of how he enjoyed it, retrohaling is necessary. Now that said, you don't have to do this, but I'm going to explain how to do it, and then I encourage you to try, but don't do anything you're not comfortable with. So basically, you fill your mouth with smoke. You don't inhale it, that's bad. You keep your mouth closed, and then you take your tongue and press it to the back of your top teeth with your mouth closed, and then you just exhale through your nose. It might take you a time or two. Not everybody, it usually takes you a couple times, but you want to really fill your mouth with smoke, and then tongue to the back of the top teeth, and just exhale through the nose. Now, if you've never done it before, don't do that like, you know, 5 or 6 times in a row, because yeah, it's kind of like the first time you had a drink. You're like, ah, this is great. And then the next thing you know, you're in the parking lot with Monopoly money in your pocket. So you don't want to do it too many times. All right, so I think we have a little bit of the taste of this. So what we're going to do is we're going to set this down, but don't toss it because we're going to come back to it. So the second one you have is Mike is passing it out, and this is called Criollo 98. So this is another Cuban seed variety. By the way, the 99, the 98, that just means the year the Cubans started utilizing it in Cuba. So there's a Habano 2000, Corojo 99, Criollo 98, Habano 2006, Corojo 2012. There's a whole bunch. And that it's not from that year. It just means the seed was kind of born that year. They started utilizing it for commercial purpose. So with the Criollo 98, this is from Esteli, a different region of Nicaragua. Esteli has got more volcanic soil. Criollo 98 is commonly grown in Nicaragua as well. A lot of people grow it. So this is more quintessential Nicaraguan tobacco. So when you light this up, it's going to be earthier. It's going to be grittier. When you take your tongue and put it to the roof of your palate, roof of your mouth, you should get a little salt. And by the way, and the flavor and aroma is totally different. Thank you. And there's no right answer. Like, some people like one more than the other. So you have to be careful with this one a little bit. It's kind of like the 98 is actually stronger in terms of power, but it's not as aggressive. So like, you know, when you drink a bourbon, you know you're drinking something with alcohol on it, right? Or a scotch, neat. You have a vodka, with a lime and cranberry juice. It goes down pretty smooth, but it could be just as strong. And so this actually is a little bit in terms of like its potency is stronger, but it's not, it's smoother. So that's the that's the difference between the two. Yeah. Yeah, so you're like, oh, this is great, but it's a little dangerous because in that sense, because it's actually stronger in terms of the nicotine level, but it's less aggressive. But the flavor and aroma is totally different. Yeah. We've kept it the same part of the plant too, so it hasn't changed. It's still the middle leaves of the plant. We just changed the seed varietal and we changed the region. Yeah, salt. Yeah. Yeah. You go like that, yeah. Yeah. You get that salt. And that shows you how they changed terroir and seed varietal changes the flavor because it's a tobacco plant, but just from a different region. So who liked the first one more? Couple here? Three? Four? Okay, who liked the second one more? Five? Second one. Okay. So about even, more or less, about even. And there's no right answer in this. All that does is help us recommend a cigar. The second one we use in all our cigars as well. We don't use it as wrapper. We use it as binder and filler. And so it'll also appear in all the cigars, but not as a wrapper. Now, who has seen a Cheech and Chong movie? Okay, a few of you. Thank God. Yeah. So, up in smoke. Yeah. So we're going to have what's called a Cheech and Chong moment. Now, can I say that later again? I'm sorry. So what we're going to do is make sure they're both lit still. And you're going to put them together, and you're going to smoke them together, and it's going to become more balanced, more complex, more nuanced. Like this. Pat also likes this because if you start smoking two cigars, it doubles business for him. So. Thanks. But it's going to change the flavor again. It brings balance. It hits more of your palate. It's hitting more of your, like, yeah. 98 waves of salt. You should also clean. You you got to cleanse your palate. Like, if you have water, you should between puffs, you should take a sip of water, or even your, if you have a drink, just to cleanse your palate.
Who was your waitress?
And so the key with this is that you have to have the two tobaccos combined, right? So, like, you could have chocolate cake and you could have crab. Crab doesn't go with chocolate cake. You might like them individually, but you won't like the combination of the two. So the key is that they combine well together, and that's the key. And it's more like a cigar when you go here. And this taste, the taste of these is not only the seed varietal in the region, it's also So it's not only the seed varietal in the region, it's also the process, right? So you have growing the tobacco, that's about 60 days. Then you have 45 days in the barn where it cures. You go from green to brown. And then you have another 6 months to a year to even further fermentation. And then you have aging for another year, the sky's the limit. And so the key thing is that you can screw it up at any point. If you don't cure right, if you don't ferment right, if you don't do these things correctly, the tobacco never reaches its full to potential. So the optimal qualities that we're looking for in a cigar, they're able to reach that full potential because we control that whole process. If you guys don't like this, there's other companies to buy cigars from. I mean, because you got to like this base. Well, we lost one, you know? Now, so you would just like something that's not dominant with 98. That's. That's what I'm saying. So you would want something more dominant by the 99. Now, because again, this is obvious. This is chopsticks. A cigar is Mozart. So it's obviously, a cigar is made up of different parts of the plant and different seeds and different farms. So it's a lot more complicated than simply this. But this just gives you a good sense of how the tobaccos combine for a signature flavor. Before I continue, I'd like questions?
Miami!
I have had the brand, but I don't taste any salt. So for him to say he's getting a lot of salt, but you got to understand what he's smoking right now.
Yeah.
The cigar won't be.
Yeah,
so
people like savory food or they like sweet food, they don't like eating sugar and salt, generally speaking. So if somebody gives you a taste of sugar, you might say, okay, I would like that taste, but they might not like, obviously they wouldn't want to eat it, you know what I mean?
And it's a dominant part of the product. And that's what I'm thinking at the same time, like I had the brain, and nothing tastes like this.
Exactly, yeah.
So make sure he understands that, so he gives it a fair shot.
This has some salt in it, but it's grown by the sea.
No, it's not grown by the sea. It has nothing to do with that. Yeah. It's grown in it's Estelí's in like the middle of the country. It's like if you fly into Nicaragua, you go to the capital, Managua, and about 2 hours north is Estelí. And that's where most of the tobacco, Nicaragua tobacco, when you think of Nicaraguan tobacco, you're thinking of Estelí Criollo 98. That's really the flavor profile of Nicaraguan tobacco. The Criollo 99 is more unique to us because nobody really grows it. And Jalapa's in the north, it's very different soil content. It's like a reddish sandy soil. So it's very different.
Terrence, can you talk about the Supreme Leaf versus the Rare Leaf and the quantities of the 99 versus the 98, kind of heavy?
Yeah, so basically we have, our cigars are going to be either kind of a balance of these two, or they're going to be dominant Corojo, or they're going to be dominant Criollo, which is the second one. So it just depends on, again, what your preferences are. So, and what's nice about Pat has some selections here that are almost impossible to find anywhere else. So, for instance, if you like the first one, the Corojo, he has our Supreme Leaf. Supreme Leaf only comes out once a year. It's a very dominant Corojo blend. So you get a lot of the Corojo. So if you like that Corojo, that's going to be a great selection. The Rare Leaf, on the other hand, which is only available 125 counts nationwide, and this is included in one of them, it's more Criollo 98. It's the second one. It's dominant of the second one. The Anniversario blend is more of a combination of the two. It's a nice balance of the two. And then we also have expressions of our tobacco with like Connecticut. So we have an Aganoris Leaf Connecticut, which is amazing. I don't even like Connecticut because it usually has an acrid taste or it's very mild. Our Connecticut is super balanced, complex. I'm from Mass. Yeah, yeah.
We'll hold that against you.
Yeah.
And you are the father.
Yeah.
And which one is in the silver?
And Maury, you are the father.
The silver foil is more the second one. Okay. It's more. They're both in there, but thank you. Yeah, see, and you like the second Fuma more. Yeah, see, it makes it easier to tell what you like. Yeah, you like the 98. So, generally speaking, our Maduro cigars will be more of the second one. If you like Maduro, usually, you like Maduro. We also have, which is a great cigar to do after this, is the Torch, which the Torch is a brush foot cigar, which means there's no wrapper after the first half inch. So you're going to taste the binder and filler tobaccos. It's going to kind of wake up the palate. And then you're going to hit the wrapper, which adds more complexity to the cigar. And that's a really cool thing to do after we've done this, because now we're going from the single cigars to the two together to the binder fillers and then the wrapper. So it's a cool transition. So that's a great one to do. And then we also have our Cerberus, which uses the new 2012 wrapper. So that's a new seed varietal that nobody's using right now. And I'm smoking one right now. And so that one is kind of in between the two that you smoked today. So you have another flavor there. I'm sorry? We give you one when you buy them. That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You buy one and then we give it to you. It's a great deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For exchange and everything.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Buy one, get one. Yeah, you buy one and we give you one.
Exactly. It's like going to BJ's. It's a sample, and then you go goodbye.
You also I'll have our Connecticut. These are two blends that are available but have been repackaged. So the Connecticut is going to be more dominant of the Corojo, and the Habano is going to be more dominant Criollo. So you also have these two cigars that you were given. This is the first place the consumer is getting to smoke these. So something special for coming out here tonight. Yeah, so it's a redone blend. So the blend we actually have the blend on the table, but we did new sizes, new packaging, and new presentation.
Those squares in the orange box, that's it to January.
So, but you're gonna put a special stash inside.
Talk to Pat.
The orange box tonight is the 9th. That's it till January. So. He's actually one of the very few labs in the U.S. that has any of that left.
Questions?
You ready for the test?
I guess they are ready.
Yeah, everyone's ready for the test? Everyone's going to pass the test?
Same questions. Multiple choice. Very simple. You pass it.
I can't be this good. I need a raise if there's no questions.
There will be a test after this. So it's multiple choice, 10 questions. If you get 100, you get to pick a cigar.
If you fail, you buy a box.
Absolutely.
You had a question, sir? Oh, no.
Who can tell me where the Corojo 99 is from in Nicaragua?
Good man. See, somebody's listening.
That ain't wake up. Oh, wait a minute. Free cigars.
All Aganorsa. It's like every cake has butter and sugar, right? Yeah, yeah. So all our blends will use that. Now, obviously, a cake is greater than the sum of its parts, but this is the backbone. Like, if you don't like that, get something else. If this base, though, is something you like, we're kind of like a scotch bar. You know how some bars have like they have vodka and gin and rum and you know, like if you add rum, you don't know what kind of gin tastes like. And if you add, with us, if you've had scotch, there's all sorts of different types of scotch, peated, non-peated, sherry cask, but you know what scotch tastes like if you've had scotch. And so we're kind of like that. We're like, that's giving you a good idea of what you're getting into. And so, and then this, obviously, again, the cigar is much more complex than that. But it gives, like, you're going to be able to pick out the notes That's one thing. I encourage two things from you guys. I'll challenge you. One is when you smoke one of our cigars, please look for the notes that you picked up. So look for the sweetness. Look for the salt. Look for these notes. It's a whole new experience because we've isolated them now so you can pick them out. And until if you do any social media, please follow us, Agonorous Leaf. Tag us in a pic. We'll repost it. I travel the whole country. I'm based out of Miami, so I don't get to do any particular store that often visit. So it's a way to stay in touch because a lot of what we do is based on the feedback we hear from you. So we always want to hear from you. Great thing about cigars is it unites so many different people, and social media is kind of a way to keep that friendship going. So please, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Now you have a question. I do the whole spiel. Yeah.
So I
can't answer that totally fairly. Normally, I smoke the Agonorous of Connecticut and I smoke the Guardian of the Farm. And I smoke those two because, one, they're normally available. They're not limited editions. There's an expression in Spanish called fumando la ganancia, which means smoking the profits. So if it's a limited edition and I'm smoking it, it's one less that we can sell. So those two, I can smoke them any time of the day. They go with a lot of things. I can pair them with coffee. I can pair them with a drink. And so I like them a lot for that reason. And I like the Corojo more. I like the first one more. So keep that in mind. It's not about what I like. It's what you like. What would I smoke? The Rare Leaf and the Aniversario Maduro. Those are the two I would smoke. Yeah, the Rare Leaf and the Aniversario Maduro are the two that I would smoke. No.
He said it was three of these? Three?
Just two. Yeah.
Just two?
Yeah.
I thought he had three. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm like Richard Gere, an officer and a gentleman. I got nowhere else to go. So I'll be here all night. But if you guys have questions, thank you so much for taking that. Was this informative at all, or was it boring, or was it all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, we didn't waste each other's time.
You gave out more information than the older guy that came last
time. Okay, well, I'm glad that you
went more in depth.
Yeah, well, I try to give, you know, I saw a very educated audience, so I you know, I gave a. All of them have 98. All of them. But again, yeah, but you have to keep in mind, again, is that, like, What I've done is I've given you sugar and salt. Now, some people will be more partial to that, but nobody likes, generally speaking, to eat sugar or salt. What you see in it, or Tabasco sauce or something, you're getting a flavor, but you'll notice when you actually smoke the product, on the ones that are dominated by the Corojo, that is much more reserved. It's not, you're smoking it in its pure form. It's just so that you become more cognizant of the flavor when you smoke a cigar, because we isolate it, so then you can pick it up, and that's the idea.
There you go, folks. That is the idea, to be able to pick up those flavors. Listen, folks. Now, again, obviously, we was at a live cigar lounge sitting there listening to Terrence Rowley give the spiel in reference to the cigars. Now, folks, if you get an opportunity to go, make sure you pay attention. Don't be disrespectful having conversations to the left and right. Pay attention. If you don't want to be there, you want to go smoke and do your thing with your group, then go do it. That's all I'm saying, folks. You know I still love you. But there you have it, folks. Terrence Rowley, Michael King, Agonorsa Cigars, sharing their knowledge. Again, folks, appreciate you listening. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. Email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, people, smokeworldpodcast.com. If you're interested in being a sponsor, you want to sponsor a podcast, again, email or website, that'll get you where you need to be. And I appreciate you listening. Trust me, guys, you've been really supportive, and I really, really thank you for that. So don't forget to like, share, subscribe. You know how we do. Give me a follow on IG. It's all good. I'll follow you back. Take care. Be safe. Enjoy your smokes. Be careful, people. This world is crazy. God bless you. See you on the other side. Peace.